Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In about 20 minutes, we'll get back to the poll question that we have today for the Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan 965. So if you want, go over there and vote on it. We'll discuss what it is a little bit later. Discussing right now, though, is this audio.
I think tennis players are the best athletes in the world. 5 hours and 40-something minutes on the biggest stages. You compare this to other sports. An NBA game is 48 minutes played in air conditioning where you have teammates, halftime, timeouts. To say one thing doesn't mean you're throwing shade at someone else. I'm celebrating and applauding one set of athletes. It's the most complete examination of an athlete that I can think of. You know, we used to get viewed as like, oh, you're soft, like country club sport. I don't know that that narrative exists. I don't know how you can watch and not say the athleticism on display is otherworldly. I think tennis players are the best athletes in the world. The more I watch it, the more I think it.
You know, it's funny because I saw that same tweet probably at the same time you did yesterday because I went to put it in the doc. It was already there. I thought a lot about this one. It's hard to argue with that. I will say a marathoner I will put up there in front of everybody when it comes to the best athletes in the world. But I think that the NBA player is the best team sport athlete in the world. 48 minutes up, and I don't care if it's air conditioning. Let's not go there. That was a ridiculous comment.
By the way, that was Andy Roddick who was saying that.
Right. So. Former tennis star, yeah. Andy Roddick. But, I mean, you watch some of these tennis. Mac got into the tennis over the weekend. They go hours and hours. But they also have breaks.
Yeah.
Marathoners don't. Mm-hmm. Marathoners do not have a break. I know I'm married to one, right? It may take her a little bit longer to finish, but by God, she finishes. She's not stopping. She's not going into air conditioning or anything like that.
I mean, you had about five.
I just want to win, Jerry.
Yeah. No, no doubt. Especially the fact that, what is it? You carb up before you do it, and then you just don't eat. Like, I mean, that's nuts, dude. I'll never do a marathon. I may never do a half marathon. I don't know if I can do 13 miles.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That'd be crazy.
Let alone, you know, 26. You're going to be surprised by my answer. I think the best athletes are hockey players.
I don't get surprised by that. I mean,
watching.
Can you do that?
No. I can barely skate.
I'm terrible.
I look like Chet Holmgren running when I'm on ice skates. Like, I look like those guys or gals in the silent disco trying to skate. Like, what's he listening to? Prayers, like, let alone wear pads, worry about someone ready to knock me the next week, and then also trying to find the puck like I'm playing Quidditch. It ain't happening, man. Like, hockey players, hats off to you. I mean, to me, that's tough. Tennis is tough. I had a buddy that we used to go to Railroad Park in Blue Springs behind the Zarda, and we'd go just play tennis, and we thought we were decent. And I'd go home, and I wouldn't be able to sit on a toilet for a week, man. My legs were so shot. And I was like 19 years old. It's not like I was this 35-year-old schmuck, 37-year-old guy. I was 18, 19, 20, taking a racket and just volleying back and forth. And it was tough. Like, even though they're like, oh, the ball's small and the racket's big. Okay. Like, let me know how hot your feet get on those courts.
I think people thought that was going to be a hot take by Andy Roddick, and everybody was going, he's not wrong. I mean, tennis, marathoners, they're all up there as tough athletes. But at the end of the day, hockey does a line shift, basketball does subs, tennis does breaks, they have commercials, all that kind of stuff. The only sport where you start and don't stop and take a break and sit down and rest and have a commercial timeout is distance running. And so that's who I think are the best. I mean, to run 26.2 miles in 2.5 hours, like a lot of these marathoners do, that win this thing, nobody on earth can touch that. No NBA player, no NFL player, no hockey player, no tennis player, nobody can do what the people do who run these marathons. You just can't.
Yeah, this conversation is always, you know, very subjective. It comes down to what do you define athleticism as? What is an athlete? Obviously, Andy Roddick looks at it from stamina. Bob, you're kind of going similar to, you know what, stamina. He goes stamina and agility. You go, no, screw that. Just stamina. I can go longer than anyone else can. I would say I combine all
not
the traits.
not me, brother.
I know that I'm hard.
But I would say I combine all the traits. So you say basketball. I say those are the best team sports athletes. I think those are the best athletes in general because they can do everything in my mind. They can jump the highest. I think they're extremely strong. They have stamina. They have agility and quickness.
But they can't skate.
No, I don't think they can skate.
Basketball and ice skates?
That'd be fun.
I'd take one of those teams.
To your point, though, I think what athlete could you teach to play every sport the best? I see that as basketball players. I think you could teach a basketball player to swim, be a good football player. I think you could teach them to skate.
Swimming's another
Chet
sport
Holmgren,
too.
I mean, swim, they can just stand in the deep end.
I mean, swimming, you know, that's another sport too. Like, there's no commercial timeouts there.
Beasts.
Yeah, I mean, there's no breaks. You know, you're going and going and going. Whether it's, you know, some do the 50, but still, I mean, if you're doing distance and swimming, like that's a tough sport. So everybody always thinks it's all these team sports. Oh, it's so hard. A lot of these individual sports are very, very difficult to
wrestling.
Do. Wrestling's another one. Yeah, tough sport.
Toughest sport I ever played.
I will never forget.
You ever try lacrosse?
No.
No, not
didn't have enough money.
Organized. Yeah, just in the backyard. But I did like it.
Hard.
Very
sport.
Hard. Yeah.
Water polo.
Hard.
That actually might be the hardest sport I've ever played.
I tried that for one
year. Can't touch
the
bottom or you're out.
You're out. It is. Yeah, that's a great one to bring up because it is very difficult for water polo. You think, you're just going to tread water. No.
Wrestling always terrified me because of how much cardio is involved. Because as basketball players, I think the only thing that we ever had to do that was brutal was we had to run backwards with our hands up until the flags on the side of the wall moved because people kept farting in practice and the coach getting pissed. And the hardest thing I ever saw somebody do in a practice was shout out to Coach Haggerty, Mike Haggerty, the wrestling legend coach at Blue Springs High School. He put, and we had a building, it was I think it was the ST building. The top was a trash can, and at the bottom of the hallway was a trash can. And it's probably 20 yards in a circle. And I went up to Coach Haggerty, just dribbling a basketball, getting ready to go to sophomore basketball practice. I said, what's the trash cans for? He goes, watch. And I was like, okay, watch what? He goes, watch. And I was just, you know, we were out there just, you know, loose scrimmage, playing with the basketball. And they're running. The wrestlers are just running around the trash cans. And you know why they're there. Just to absolutely vomit. And they just did not stop. I mean, over and over. Oh, and you thought that was tough. Guess what next practice was? Up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs, in the gym, until he was just done with you running. But I mean, dude.
I like to see that go on today and how many Karens are up there complaining that their kid has to run too much.
Johnny's tired.
I don't understand why you're making him run all these stairs.
Yeah.
Sit down, Karen.
I mean, Haggerty was a unit.
Is he still the coach there?
I'm not sure, man.
He probably got tired of it, too. Like, I can't do this the right way anymore. I'm out.
I mean, it was just crazy, man. Just I was like, why do they have two trash cans? And it was literally like watching just like soldiers fall. And then by the end of the practice, they all just were. It didn't matter. You were just all heads in the can. Just brutal, dude. They're already eating like packs of Skittles and spitting out all the juice in a water bottle.
That's a terrible sport, too, though, the way that they have to make weight and all that kind of crap. That's inhumane, almost.
Yeah, I wrestled for 2 years. My dad was a very state wrestler, but that was his one rule when I wrestled. It was like, hey, we're not going to do the whole cutting weight BS. You're not eating for 2 days, only ice. Like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, carrying around a gallon of water.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, he was like, you're not doing that. It's not good.
Miss Clifton, gotta go to the bathroom. We gotta pee again. You just went, Scott. Sorry.
The guy who carries around a gallon of water, that you want to talk about a dork.
Eek.
Yeah. Say it to his face. No, but then somebody says, wrestle in high school, best shape I've ever been in my life.
I bet.
I bet you were,
Yeah, I bet you were a beast.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just could not get over that. I'm just like sitting there thinking of these. What are the trash cans for? Like, what happened to the goat? Like in Jurassic Park, what's the goat for? He's going to eat the goat. T-Rex doesn't want to be fed. Wants to hunt. But no, shout out Mike Haggerty. That's
21 years ago today, Napoleon Dynamite was released.
Whoa. 39
years ago today, Ferris Bueller's Day Off was released. Have you seen both of them?
Have seen both of them.
Good.
Yep. There you go.
Check.
I just want some tots, Tina. How many places increase their tot sales because of that show?
Good. Tots need
tots
more love.
Great.
I agree.
There was a lady next to me. She had an order last night in Diamond Club called Smothered Tots.
Smash.
I almost want to go there and be like, Martha, let me try one of those.
You're
not going to eat them all. Haven't even touched your chicken.
I mean, homemade tots, regular tots, sweet potato. Like, the tot game has taken off because of Napoleon Dynamite.
Sweet potato tots?
Oh, you never had them? You never had sweet potato tots?
Oh, wow.
Well, we only had sweet potato waffle fries.
You never had sweet potato waffle fries?
I've had those, but sweet potato tots.
Yeah, they got them at Hy-Vee in the frozen section. Or you just make them your own. Shave down some sweet potatoes, create a tot mold, and boom.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. Handmade tots.
Hey, here we go, dude. I've got sweet potatoes at the house. I might just do it to spite you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Smash. Okay, let me know how they turn out. Coming on the other side, we'll ask Matt Cotrero if he's had sweet. No, I'm kidding. We'll talk to the manager of the Royals, Q, on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.